This week we're going to do something a little different. We're going to feature the music of John Peterson on each program. Some of you may know that John Peterson has written over 1,000 hymns and gospel songs, including It Took a Miracle, which we're playing in the background right now. You may not know that he grew up near Lindsberg. His brothers, Bob, Bill, and Kenny, used to drive here to Abilene and sing over the station that was here then. It was KFBI then. They sang every Sunday morning and were known as the Norse Trio. Some of you may remember that program. I remember listening to it. John was the younger brother and later sang with his brothers in meetings. Besides the radio work, the trio had meetings in various places. Once, they made friends with a young man in Oklahoma, and they helped him get a job in Salina. The young man's name was Paul Harvey. Yes, the same Paul Harvey who's said to be the most listened to commentator on the radio today. John Peterson in his book tells of one evening his brother Bill and others talking to Paul Harvey about the claims of Christ. Paul listened and responded, "I would be a fool if I didn't accept Christ and what he has to offer." After he trusted the Lord, Paul Harvey traveled with the trio and sometimes helped Kenny Peterson with the preaching. Just now, I'd like to play one of John Peterson's songs, this one you've been listening to, It Took a Miracle, this time sung by the 16 Singing Men.
My Father is omnipotent, and that you can't deny.
One of the points that we'd make today is that God is still doing great things. He took two young men not far from here and used them. Their words and songs have reached around the world and back. Now, this is not just for young men. It's for men and women, young people, children of all ages. If we trust in Christ as Savior and put our lives in His hands, there is no limit to what He can do in and through our lives. From the Bible, "For it is God who is at work within you, giving you the will and the power to achieve His purpose." We must never get tired of doing good, because if we don't give up the struggle, we shall get our harvest at the proper time. As you know Him better, He will give you, through His great power, everything you need for living a truly good life. He even shares His own glory and His goodness with us.